Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Carly.
Hello.
We are so excited to talk to you because, man, there's been a lot of things that have happened since the last time we talked to you. It's like just when we think it can't get any better for you, then it gets better.
I kind of feel that way, truly, which is a really nice problem to have.
Right? It really is. Well, I was thinking, I'm like, man, what else is on Carly's bucket list? Because I feel like you've checked a lot of the boxes. So what do you have? Are you a vision board maker? Because I bought a bulletin board. I'm going to be one. So I'm just curious if that is like a thing for you. And then what else is on your bucket list?
I think I used to do that kind of stuff because I am pretty like need to see it to kind of believe it. And what's left on my bucket list? I mean, I have a lot of things. Like I have a lot of venues that I would love to sell out. I mean, the Ryman was one of those, but now I get to check that off. So that's exciting. I would love, you know, I mean, I'd love to win a Grammy one day. That would be super cool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. A lot of my things have come true this year.
And you had a big one with at CMA Fest with Wynonna and right? How epic was that moment?
She was my first concert when I was 8 years old, and to know that I was about to bring her out on stage was just the biggest full circle moment. It was so fun. If you couldn't tell, I'm sure when they air it back, my face is just like one huge smile that takes up the entire screen.
The picture that I saw on Instagram, I thought was funny because it looks like you're about to do a trust fall. Like you're leaning back so far that it looks like you might fall over.
I know Wynonna texted me and that photo and she goes, how did you do this in heels? I go, your voice almost knocked me over.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how did she not fall over?
But you know what? Something we've never asked you, Carly, because I have no ideas. How did you get started in music? Like, were you singing in the church choir or were you in band or like what was the start for you?
I know this sounds so stupid and cliche, but I really don't know a day that I didn't want to sing country music and that wasn't what I wanted for my life. So I think when I was 6 years old, my mom convinced someone in my hometown area to give me voice lessons. And so my first memories are, you know, school talent shows and solos in school choir. And then when I was 10, I was asked to front a bluegrass band, which is hilarious to me because I was 10 and these men were like in their 40s and 50s. And so I did
they knew a star when they knew a star when they saw one. Like
they really thought I was great. And I look back at videos of that and I'm like, how did you people think I was a good singer? But you know, I guess they just I don't know. But I mean, it was always in my DNA.
Well, I wanted to know when you started, because you play a bit of guitar, like who taught you how to play guitar?
When I was in that bluegrass band, I guess when I was 15, I got my first guitar because I was writing songs, but didn't have any, like I was just singing the songs a cappella. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any music to put it to. And so the dobro player in that little band, his name was Bud Walls. He taught me how.
Oh my gosh. Nice. Okay. I love hearing the story. Cause I was like, man, I don't really know how the start happened. I know the middle and right. I know now, but I don't know the start. All right, let me talk about your boyfriend. Okay, now I can jump in because I'm excited to talk about it because we haven't talked to you. What a hunk.
He's hot.
Yeah. He's hot. What, how did you guys meet?
We met through mutual friends, I guess, like, we've been together over a year or so, somewhere before that. And yeah, I've just kind of kept him a slight bit quiet until I kissed him on national television when I won Female Vocalist of the Year. I guess I thought that was smart to do.
You're like, secrets out.
It just, I was trying to keep it quiet for a while just to, like, you know, maybe do it a little different than I have in my past of actually right. getting to know someone. Yeah.
Right. Fair enough. So I just, congratulations on a hot Thanks. Boyfriend. So here we go.
Hot boyfriend summer. It's good.
Yeah.
Hey, can we, I want to talk about your closet a little bit. Yeah. Carly's closet and the Musical Health Alliance. Can you just explain a little bit about how that got started and why you decided to do that?
Yeah. So CMA Fest was approaching and I did like a massive clean out of my closet. And as an artist, you wear a lot of things, but you wear them once or twice. And then it's kind of like, well, I've been photographed in this, so I can't really wear it again. And so I had all of these really amazing pieces, like dresses and bodysuits and different things that I've worn, you know, in the Next Girl music video, the shoes I wore when I won Single of the Year and Music Event of the Year at the ACMs for I Hope You're Happy Now. Things from tour, like all the different tours I've been on, things from photo shoots. And I just had all this stuff. And so I, one of my team members was like, what if we do like a massive yard sale? And I thought it was such a cool thing because I used to come to CMA Music Fest when I was a kid, when it was fanfare. And I thought, wow, I would have loved to have been able to shop my favorite female country singer's closet. And so we partnered with the Music Health Alliance in Nashville. It's a nonprofit that just kind of helps with facilitating help for the music community and their mental health and just health needs in the community. And we raised over $10,000 during CMA Fest. So that was super awesome.
That's awesome.
That is a
Congrats.
Massive yard sale. That is amazing.
Huge.
And yes, I'm so glad that you did that because you always wear the cutest stuff. And I can see where everyone would be like flocking. And
it
and
was so
purchasing.
Sweet. Yeah, it was sweet to see. You know, we had pictures of me next in that shirt or in that dress. And the fans that bought the outfit could have that. And I mean, they were crying. They were freaking out. They've tagged me in where they've like worn it out and they're like, this is Carly Pierce's shirt, and it's just cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's cool that you're doing it now because I'm sure it was semi affordable for these people, but you know, who knows, maybe in 20-30 years this stuff is going to be possibly worth some money, a lot of money.
Let's hope so. Maybe when they up, they can sell it on eBay.
Yeah,
they'll be selling it to like the Hard Rock hotels and stuff, so
yeah.
You know, and you see that and you walk by. Well, you have clothes at the Grand Ole Opry. Wait, don't you have something there? Yeah,
so
right.
I have an exhibit. I have a few things, which is so fun, but there's an exhibit in the Grand Ole Opry where I have something, the boots that I first wore on my debut. Then I'm in my dress that I won Female Vocalist of the Year. It's in the Grammy Museum right now, which is super cool. And then I have an exhibit in the freaking Country Music Hall of Fame.
This
How
is
cool.
See what I mean when I'm like, yeah, you've checked off all the boxes. Maybe
good stuff.
Yeah, maybe do you have, well, I just have to ask, like, I feel like professionally, maybe all the boxes are checked, but then what about like personally? Then you have personal boxes?
Oh yeah, I think I'm working on those. I feel like
okay.
My story's getting redeemed. So, I mean, I would love to, you know, I mean, I want all the things that everybody else wants in life, like, you know, happy marriage, nice guy, life.
Isn't it funny how that particular thing, at least for me, that was always like, that seems like something everybody around me was having. And I'm like, how come I can't just have that? And then like professionally, I was doing really well. And it was just like, that seems like this should be harder over here. Rather
totally.
Than, right?
I feel that for sure. I've had different phases of that. And I feel like, you know, everybody gets handed a different set of cards and you kind of have to just, you know, make the best of what you have and I think for me, personal life has come a little bit later in my life, at least the right personal life. And it's, I see it now as a good thing and I'm fine with that. And I like that my career is secure. Just trying to find like an optimistic outlook on it all.
Yeah, 100%. I wanted to, oh my God, I just lost my train of thought of my question. Oh, Rob's got a question though.
We're going to do something a little different for a minute here. And okay. we're going to do some random asked questions, Carly.
Love it.
The first one is, what's your favorite deli sandwich?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love a good Publix sub. I don't know if y'all know about those, but just like turkey and a lot of vegetables and, you know, whatever. Like,
okay. I got five of these. What's the last thing?
You're going to ask all of them?
Oh yeah. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Okay. Let me ask one when you get a moment.
What's the last thing you, what's the last thing you Googled?
Hang on, let me look. I'm scared.
This could be good.
Oh, close. It looks like revolve.com gets me every time.
Did you have before I ask this next question, I know you might be too young for this. Did you have a MySpace?
Yes.
Okay. What was the song on your MySpace page? Is it like your didn't we used to pick a song that was like at the top of the page?
Yes, mine. I am pretty sure that mine was Cowboy Taking Away.
Okay.
Did you have a top eight? Like who was in your top eight? Did you rotate that top eight?
I feel like it was all just like my friends at Dollywood, because that was the time where I feel like MySpace was super big. So I would have those. And you know, it used to be like a big deal who was in your top eight and what order they were in.
Yeah, so I used to theme them. I used to be like, it's a theme. That way no one would be mad at me. I didn't put them in the top eight. I'm like, you didn't pick the theme this week. if you could have a superpower, what would your superpower be?
To be invisible so I could go see who else talking smack about me.
all right, one more. What's the last TV show that you binge watched?
Ooh, God, it's so embarrassing. I really like Selling Sunset.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
What? Oh my gosh. Chrishell Strauss and the whole gang of real estate agents that are like super beautiful and super plasticky and sell millions and millions of dollars of homes in LA and Beverly Hills.
What network is it? What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Netflix. Okay. All right.
Carly, I have a 5-year-old, so I watch a lot of like Spidey and Friends and stuff right now. That's pretty much my world, but wait a second. Are you okay? I like to do this. So excuse me if I'm just speaking out of turn. Do you like to go on like Zillow and look in other people's houses?
Oh, that's true. My boyfriend is a real estate agent and my favorite, I've really gotten into it. And so I feel like I get on Zillow, even where we are like in the country, and we'll look and see like, how much are the homes around here and how much, what does this home look like?
Way too much.
Always too much. But I love doing that where I drive by and I'm like, I wonder what it looks like inside. If I see something for sale, I'm like, I got to look in there. I got to know like, what's the layout? What are they doing in there? And then I judge all their decorative choices. I'm like, oh, that's, if you could just paint that trim, that would look so much better.
Same.
Hey, I don't know if we ever got to the behind the song we want to talk about Every Little Thing. And there's three questions that go along with this behind the song. Holly, what are they?
They are, where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking when you heard the song or wrote the song? Because I can't remember if you wrote it or not.
I did write it. Where was I? I was in my late producer Busby's studio. We wrote it in his little back shed in Nashville. He had a little studio behind his house. And what was the next one?
What were you thinking?
I was going through a breakup and I was an Airbnb cleaner at the time and didn't have a record deal and was kind of sad on all accounts, but was just trying to write something honest about the fact that this guy broke my heart.
And then what were you drinking?
I feel like I wrote it during the day, so I was probably drinking like LaCroix because Busby loved LaCroix.
I love that.
Yeah.
By the way, all hit songs, 80% have been written over coffee or water, we're finding. It's so fun. Yeah, I'm loving, like, it's like a little fun fact for me. I feel like we should take, like, you know, notes and really have a true percentage
of
it. Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. We do a last laugh on our show. Who makes you laugh the most?
I mean, he's not a stand-up comedian, but I freaking love Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
He's so funny.
Little Wedding Crashers clip, yes. Though, maybe?
Yes.
All right, well, Carly, we appreciate catching up with you. It's good to hear from you.
Y'all too. Thank you.
And all by the way, we're just so stinking happy for all of your success. And we're putting it out in the world for all the rest of your bucket list items to be checked off. So congratulations, Carly.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, really Carly. Happy. Have a great day.
All right. Have a Thank good one. You. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.